I take my chances, I make my way just fine. Ain't looking for a handout, just want what's right in mine. There's gold in them thar hills, just laying on the ground. You'll need that killer's instinct, boy, don't you mess around. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. Your head above the waterline and keep your nose down on the stone. Don't carry too much baggage, boy, you're better off alone. You make yourself a target, you always leave yourself an out. Keep your back against the wall, make sure your shadow leaves no doubt. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. There's no time to ponder, you'll need to keep the pace. Once you've tasted sweet success, you'll have that egg on your face. Stop running for the sunshine, you can't save it for the night. Do your business in Icon, always try and do what's right. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. There's no moral to the story, there's no pleasure in the punch. Keep your head out of the vice, you don't need to feel that crunch. It's just normal behavior in an abnormal way. There's no sense in crying, just stay the hell out of the way. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool.
Partner, whoa, you found us right here at 88.9 KETR, the home of the Green and Bear Show. In our series, Fish Out of Water, we bring you the second installment, Learning to Swim.
Ed, are you here?
All right, hold your horses. What's the matter, John?
My air conditioning, it's gone out.
Well, then, you might want to save your breath. Don't want to overheat.
Right.
What in the... John, what are you doing?
I'm taking a few breaths. You're right. I feel better.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Will, can you help me?
Yeah, I think I can come over after I close the shop.
Right. Do you think you could send somebody over sooner? It's at least 100 degrees out there.
Nah, probably 94, 95.
So can Clem or Joe fix ACs?
Clem probably could. I wouldn't trust Joe with technology invented after 54.
Well, send them over. My wife and I are dying.
Ed?
Clem? Joe?
Clem! Joe!
John?
Good timing. John thinks it's too hot to go without AC. And his just went out. You fellas know anyone who can fix an AC?
Well, Clem can.
Well, I've been known to fix an AC a time or two.
Too hot for you, John?
Well, yeah. It's nearly 100 degrees out.
Well, it's really more like 94, 95.
Well, I remember the summer of 89. It got up to 124 degrees, I swear.
Yeah, that was bad, but do you remember the summer of 73? We had 60 straight days of 120 degree weather. You could fry an egg right out on the sidewalk.
You boys must have forgot the summer of 81. I would set a tray of cookie dough right under the windshield in the car and come out 25 minutes later with a glass of milk.
Yeah, but that summer of 89, whew, my vinyl melted in my car. I got stuck for darn near an hour because my tush melted right to it.
Oh, yeah, but in 73, I got sunburned so bad, I was peeling skin off my back till the next December.
Hey, guys, look, I better get home and make sure my wife hasn't boiled. Clem, can you bring me a receipt and a quote for labor?
A quote from who now?
Labor.
Who is labor?
Labor.
A Labrador? I don't think they can talk, John.
Right. Just bring me a list of what you need.
All right. Well, I'll just pick up a few things and follow you out there if you can wait a little.
You know, Clem, I'd like to learn to fix an AC, too. If it's all right with you, John, can I watch Clem fix your AC?
Hey, man, that's not a problem for me, but maybe I should warn Claire.
Oh, we'll stay out of the way.
Well, all right, I guess I better close shot and come out, too. Deb probably might want to make y'all dinner.
I think I can handle that.
I'm not sure I can.
I know I can't, but I do anyway. Hey, it's time for that song of the day.
And here's that new singing sensation, Brad Bergen, all the way from Sugar Hill, Texas, with his new song, Christina.
Oh, Christina, I'm longing for you.
Remember, we can't make you purty, no one can.
And now back to the regularly scheduled part of our program, the Farm Report. Today, pigs are up
23%. Oh, I need some soothing music. Oh, my.
Yeah?
Come on in.
Yoo-hoo! Hello! Is anyone there?
All right, I'm coming. Just hold on a sec.
Oh, hi, Claire. I was just popping over to see if you two wanted to come over for Sunday. Oh, my land! You Californians sure do like the heat. It is hotter than a frog's butt on pavement in here.
No, Deb. We do not like the heat. Our air conditioner has gone out.
Oh, my goodness! Why in heaven's name didn't you say anything? You come right on over to my house and I'll fix you a nice glass of tea. Well, I can't even imagine.
I know. It's probably 100 degrees outside and 120 in here. But
more like 96 or 97. Still hotter than a by-God, to be sure. Yes, you come on over and I'll get you some fresh AC and a glass of iced tea that will cool you right to your toes.
Well, I don't know. I should wait on John. He just went to the hardware.
Don't be ridiculous. You're coming over right now. I've got a lemon pie cooling in the fridge with a meringue as big as Ed's head. Ha! Ed's head! I made a rhyme. Sometimes I just can't help but be clever. You ever feel that way?
Well, I...
No, dear. Well, come on then. Do you want to take a look at that AC of yours? I've been known to fix things.
Really? You?
Well, my husband is a hardware store owner. You pick things up here and there. I was just saying to myself this morning, I wonder how the neighbors are doing over there. I almost walked right over and then, oh well, I'm sorry I didn't. Now, let's take a look here.
I'm sure my husband will be home if you want to just leave it.
I think I see something. Stuck, maybe? A stick? That'll make no sense. I'll try to poke it.
Oh, dear God, what was that?
I'll just turn on the radio to help calm you down.
Shoved off in no direction. The water's cold. mice, roaches. We'll call Pete's Pest Service. We'll take care of any problem. We kill them so you don't have to.
A snake! Oh, it's a snake! Deb, there is a snake in my air conditioner!
I can see that. Now, just calm down a sec, we'll think.
Deb, how can you ask me to calm down at a time like this? There, right there. It is a snake. I think you've made it angry.
All right. I just need you to take some deep breaths. Good Lord, girl, don't faint.
Right. That would be terrible.
Ed and John are home. It looks like they brought company.
John could have warned me.
Oh, it's just the guys from the shop. No harm.
Maybe they can help with the snake. John? John?
Oh, hi, honey. The boys wanted to come and help with the AC. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, dear, about the AC.
Don't you worry your head about a thing. We'll take care of it in a jiffy.
Yes, but I think you should know...
Huh? Clem's done this countless times. We'll have you breathing cool air for you can count your toes.
We know, boys, but the thing is...
Darling, I know you're trying to fix it, but you don't have the proper tools.
Or sense, ain't that right?
Now, Clem, I have plenty of sense.
Yeah, but you don't know how to use it.
Now, hang on one calm pig a minute here. I know plenty about...
I'm sure you do, dear, but we don't want you sweating for nothing. We'll handle it from here.
Sure, you ladies go outside and cool off for a bit.
Now, wait!
No, that's all right, Claire. I'm sure these men can handle themselves.
Right.
I think you and I deserve a daiquiri and sit down.
Sure. You boys have fun.
Faces and spaces, take me through the bases. It's all on the table.
That was Mike Harmon with Thin Ice.
All right, boys, the first thing you ought to know about fixing ACs is that when they ain't blowing cold air, they ain't working.
Okay, no cold air. I got it.
Come on, Clem. We know what they're supposed to do. Tell us how to fix them.
Hold your horses. Clem's teaching the class.
Well, sometimes I just try giving them a little whack, you know, kind of like when your TV don't work, or, you know, you got a tape stuck in your VCR. That sounds like a hose is leaking. Let me take a look.
That sounded like a bit like a snake.
Here, I'll grab a flashlight.
That hose sure does move a lot.
Clem, hoses don't move.
Wait, whack it again.
Told you hoses don't move.
Oh, good Lord, is that a snake?
I think it's a rattler.
What gave it away?
Well, you know the... Hey!
So, did you figure out what was wrong with the AC?
You tough smart man, figure it out.
Now, Deb, you could have told us about that snake.
Sure, we could have.
The question is, what are you going to do about it?
I've got it. All right, all right. Snake, shoo. Go on. Get out of here, shoo. Oh, well, that didn't work.
Huh, what a surprise.
How about we just wait him out?
And risk him crawling back in the AC or worse? I don't think so.
Honey, grab my shotgun.
Oh, no, please don't.
I know you're new around here, but these things have to be done.
Certainly we can find a better way.
I'll go grab it.
John, do something. This can't be okay.
After all, Ed, it is just a little snake. Have a heart.
Yeah, he's kind of cute when he's not...
Kill it!
Here you are, dear.
Thanks, honey.
You mean you didn't kill it?
Nah, old boy was just looking for a place to cool down like the rest of us. I figure Clem's idea was a good one. He just ain't scary enough.
Why, thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. Now can we get back to fixing this AC?
I think I can do it, if you don't mind, Clem.
Be my guest.
You're a good teacher, Clem.
Thank you.
Hey, what are y'all planning for supper? Because I'm going to whip up my famous pig's feet peanut casserole.
I don't know.
I'm not exactly...
Well, you see...
We'd love to eat with you, Deb.
On the road in a big Cadillac, windows down and I ain't looking back. I like the wind blowing through my hair. Ain't got no thoughts, I ain't got no care. Wandering free with no place to go. I'm in no hurry, so I drive real slow. Like to me, the sun is out and the grass smells sweet. Life is fine and the getting's good. Ain't always doing the things that I should. I don't care what tomorrow brings. I like riding with my sweet little thing. Till I'm old and gray, I drive so slow they'll take my license away. I've got my window and I'm driving my head. They'll put a steering wheel in my bed. I love you, baby, it's a crying shame that we can't drive down that tree line lane. Place to go. I'm in no hurry, so I drive real slow.
And that was Mike Harmon with Big Caddy. You have enjoyed the Grin and Bear Show. This episode of Fish Out of Water was written by Libby Harmon. Cast included Mike Harmon as Ed, Gary Herbst as John, Eve Wood as Deb, Amanda Gish-Kaiser as Claire, Ben Johnson as Joe, Jeff Garrison as Clem. We'd like to thank our producer, Matt Minky of Notably Texan, for making this possible. Please join us for the first Wednesday of each month for another episode of the Grin and Bear Show, exclusively on 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown entertainment.